Face Peyton, do you still expect the guy to manage the game at the line of scrimmage better than anybody else in the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the best. I mean, he worked his tail off. He's just a tough competitor. He's probably one of the toughest guys. You know, Phillip Rivers is pretty competitive when you talk about quarterbacks. Tom is very competitive. But that's what makes these guys in a whole different league of their own, because they take it so seriously. And they want to win every down. They want the best out of everybody around them. So we have to match that intensity this week. We have to be able to execute very well. We're going to have to be able to do some things on defense where we haven't done all year. We're going to have to mix it up. We got to keep him guessing, because I'm pretty sure he's going to keep us guessing. So once again, it's an old-fashioned rivalry against Manny. It's going to be interesting.
Do you feel like you'll know their center about as well as you know any center in the league?
Yeah, being with him for 9 years, you know, I know Copeland a little bit. He know me also a little bit. So it is what it is when it comes down to that. And I don't think either one of us is no different from either one of us. You know, it's the one to try to win the ball game. You know, it's the Denver versus the Patriots, not the Patriots versus Copeland or Copeland versus the Patriots. So. It is what it is. Nature of the business, and you have to deal with it.
And does it make you prepare? Is it easier to prepare? You've known Manning for so long. You've seen what he does.
Never easy to prepare for this guy. Never, because he do a lot of things on the run, on the move. I mean, like I said, he bring the play clock down to almost a zero before snapping the ball. So he want to make sure that he got the best play call, to put his team in the best situation. We have to be able to, like I said, we gotta do a real good job this week of just giving them different looks, make it hard on them.
Vince, we see Brandon out there talking to himself, talking to you guys, bouncing up and down. It seems like he seeks out contact sometimes. And I mean this as a compliment, but is he a little bit crazy when he's on the field?
Nah, he's not crazy. He's a hell of a football player. He loves contact. I love guys like that. And when you have a guy like that on, and the way we try to play defense, you need someone like that. He get us riled up off of hits, off of the things he say, the way he's bringing the game to him. He don't let the game, slip away. He want all the contact in the world. He's almost like a lineman, because of all the contact he look for. So that's a positive for us. That's a big positive for us. But he's a guy that loves contact. In this game, you have to be able to take blows and give blows. But I think he give more than he take. So that's a good thing.
Vince, because of their offensive personnel, they seem to have drawn a lot of sub defense this year. They still run the ball really effectively. Is it a key for you guys to be able to defend the run in your sub defense packages?
You know what? Every year, that's a goal of ours. Is to stop the run, be sound on the run. And they still running the ball very, very well. I mean, these backs tote his load. He's still carrying the load for them, carrying the ball. The guys that come in and give him a blow, carrying the ball. So it's not just a passing team. We have to do a really good job all the way around of being able to stop the run and